Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, my friend? Sam Crowley with a throwback Thursday podcast. I hope you're having the most amazing day. I really do. It's a cool, chilly day today in the late high 20s to low 30s in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. Did you tune in for the weather? I know you didn't tune in for the weather, but we are 6 days away from Christmas. And I want to throw back this to the very first time I accepted payment for coaching. Can you believe it? Payment for coaching? This podcast was spurred from a coaching call I had earlier today with my man, Dr. Ron Blake. Dr. Ron's a listener to the podcast. Shout out to my man. He's a pastor in the great state of Indiana. He has a podcast about leadership and a whole lot more. Check out Dr. Ron's Words of Wisdom. And he has a lot of wisdom. And, that's not just because he's older than me either. But anyway, I was sharing a story with Ron earlier about the very first coaching client I ever had and how so many people want to go from zero to 60 in their business. And I guess in life, that could be losing weight, that could be relationships, could be business, could be anything, just fill in the blank. But would you agree with this statement? Before you can make $1 million, you got to learn how to make $1. I've said it before. It's worth saying again. I think a lot of people need to be reminded of that because you see all these ads all over social media, living the good life. Got my laptop by the pool. And yeah, okay. Well, hopefully you do have your laptop by the pool. I get a kick out of those ads. I don't think I've ever had my laptop by the pool. Because when I'm by the pool, I'm not thinking about sending an email. You know, we have an in-ground pool in our backyard. I've never had my laptop sitting by the pool. I've been doing triple Lindy's off the high dive, but that's a Back to School reference with Rodney Dangerfield. And if you don't know Back to School or Rodney Dangerfield, you're way too young to be listening to this podcast. Check it out on Amazon or Netflix. But I might be doing triple Lindy's off the high dive, but I sure as hell don't have my laptop by the pool. But back in the day, this was 2007, got my first coaching client that paid me money. And it was $1,000. Woo! Let me tell you something. That was the greatest $1,000 I've ever earned, maybe in my life. Because here's what it did. Forget the money. Forget the comma, where that falls in that five digits or four digits. Forget the decimal point. No, none of that mattered. How many zeros? None of that matters. I would have accepted $10. You know why? Because it proved to me that all of the tough times and the people making fun of me, you quit your job, what are you doing? You're crazy, man. What are you going to coach people? Podcaster? Speaker? Oh, my God. Every day's Saturday. That doesn't even make any sense to me, man. I mean, look, if you don't feel that or hear that, then you're not the salmon. You're not swimming upstream. Why do people come from all around the world to the states of Idaho and Alaska to watch the salmon swim upstream? Because every other fish goes with the flow. The salmon's the only one that doesn't. Swimming upstream. So that's what I was doing. I was swimming upstream, and I felt like the salmon. I felt like I was trying to evade those grizzly bears that would just grab me with the big mitt and eat it. And I got an inquiry, and this was, hey, Sam, I heard your podcast. That's why I love podcasting, man. It's the greatest secret. Don't tell anybody I told you this, okay? You know the stats, right? 800,000 podcasts on iTunes, less than 18% of them have been updated in the last 90 days. You show me a more fertile ground for sharing your message and monetizing that message, and I'll go there, but there ain't none, my friend. There just ain't none. But this, the podcast. And you can do whatever. I do it in the car. I'm in the car right now. In a different parking lot, though. I'm in the FedEx Kinko's parking lot. Yesterday, I was in Dunkin'. Day before, I was in Kroger. I'm moving around with the podcast on the move. So I was paid $1,000, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I think, okay, they sent me the payment via PayPal. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to coach them up. And I just went back to what they wanted. See, that's the thing. We overthink stuff so much. How do you be a mentor? How do you be a coach? How do you sell anything? Well, you go learn to do something. And then you find someone who doesn't know how to do it, or at least as well as you do it. And you teach them. That's it. And you do it ethically. And you do it with integrity. And you do exactly what you promised that you said you were going to do. You don't run and hide behind your computer. You don't run and hide behind email and social media. And, oh, my assistant will get back to you. Well, maybe you do have an assistant. That's great. But how about reaching out and placing a phone call? I was talking to my buddy Mark Uzek last week. And he's another guy that coaches and sells products and does webinars and all that stuff. And every time somebody buys his program, he sold from stage. I met him a few years ago, but I saw him again in Dallas this past weekend when I was down there, and he was selling from stage as well. And everybody that bought his program got a phone call. And it might have been 30 people bought his program. It doesn't matter to Mark. He calls 30 people, say, hey, welcome in. Glad. Thanks so much for buying the program. Great to have you. Looking forward to seeing you on the webinars. They're like, wow, is this really Mark, the guy I saw on stage? Like, yeah. He didn't have any pretense to him. You know, now he's not calling everybody. He's only calling who? He's calling the people that bought his program. He made it really that simple, that easy to do what? To do business, we talked about yesterday. That easy. And it's got that personal touch. Do you think anybody's ever going to forget Mark? Nope. They're not going to forget him. Why? Because he reached out and made a phone call. Didn't send an email. Didn't have an assistant send an email. Didn't filter everything through 15 different pages, you know? No. Nope. So when I got my very first coaching client, it was $1,000. And I thought, wow, when I committed, I believe, to 3 months or 6 months, I don't even remember exactly what the length of time was, that didn't matter. That right there set the foundation for millions of dollars of coaching and consulting to be sold, because it just gave me the confidence. It just, all I needed was somebody to hand me some currency in exchange for the value that I was delivering, and I was off to the races. And I'm serious, man. That triggered something in my mind. Like, I can do this. Like, my intellectual property is valuable. That's all it took. And maybe you're at that place right now, or maybe you're a seven-figure earner and you just needed to hear this message. Maybe this is your own kind of a throwback message, you know? But we all need to understand that people will pay us, and pay us handsomely, for the value that we deliver. And oh, by the way, let's use a hypothetical. Not that this would ever happen. But let's say you don't hit it out of the ballpark with this particular client who purchased your coaching, consulting, your physical product, your digital product, whatever that looks like, whatever you sell, all right, whatever you sell. Let's say it didn't go exactly how they thought it was going to go. Maybe you delivered everything, but they didn't. You know what you do? You keep delivering until they say thank you. That's what I do. In every one of my coaching conversations I have when people book the call, by the way, in 8 minutes, haven't even mentioned it. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your call. Launchwithsam.com, book your power call. I'm going to call you from my cell phone, and we will get your message mastered and launched, okay? But when I talk to people on the phone, like, hey, you know I have a success guarantee clause, right? Meaning when we're done working together, if you don't say thank you, every box was checked. You hit it out of the park, Sam. This was great. Thank you. Then we keep working together. Now, that's obviously with an understanding that you've shown up, you've implemented what we talked about. Can't be like, I tell you, hey, go send this email to somebody, or create this PowerPoint slide, or go knock this audio out for your podcast, and then you don't do it. I mean, that would be on you. But I don't go all Jedi mind games and say, well, now, you didn't play full out. I don't know if you were really ready to receive this coach. That's crap, man. I want you to say thank you. Every box was checked, rock and roll. I'm not saying it's perfect, Sam. What I'm saying is I got what you delivered. I've got it. I've received it. Now it's up to me to go use it. That's it. You can do all of that. But before you get set on, I got to make $1,000 or $10,000 or someone else is making $50,000 a month, make a dollar. Make a dollar. Give an irresistible offer to somebody where they cannot say no if they are the right demographic for you. If they're not the right demographic, then obviously that you don't want them as a client anyway, okay? Because it's going to be a nightmare. We've all had those as well, okay? But if they're in the right demographic and you just need some momentum, start a little beta testing program. Bring people on at 10% of what you would think you would normally charge down the road when you get a lot of experience and testimonials and all that. There's nothing wrong with practicing. They're getting the practice price. Meaning if you screw up, What do they have to lose? They're only paying 10, 20, 30% of what you would charge down the road when you finally get some experience. You know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to accept money for the value that you deliver. People will gladly, people are dying to pay other individuals and companies. They really are. They're dying to pay them if they're going to add value. They want value. It's not that people don't want to pay for value. It's they don't want to pay for crappiness, you know? They don't want to pay for that substandard. They don't want to pay to get thrown into a Facebook group and have somebody come in once a week and act like, you know, the Pope just showed up. I'm going to bless you with my knowledge once a week. No, man. They're willing to pay more. They just want more from you, and that's fine. You can demand more from somebody else. Everybody's got to get their expectations in check, but the reason I believe, and I'm not trying to say, oh, I think I'm the best. I think why this whole one-on-one coaching program has worked so splendidly for myself, and I can only like assume this is why. People long for that one-on-one interaction with somebody where they can talk to somebody on the phone, they can get on a Zoom call with them, they can text him or her, and they long for that because everything now is just automated. It's all webinars, it's all group coaching, it's all inside of a Facebook group, which is great. That's got its place, but that's a $27 a month program, all right? That's what that is. If I got $27 a month program, then I got a $27 a month expectation that goes with it, okay? I'm talking about making a real difference in the lives of people. Do it. Just do it. Start small. Work your way up, accept money for value, money for services, and then build it from there. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I will call you and we'll master your message, okay? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.